Chaim, you're not over to the, well,
the Chavetz Chaim
split into two categories, but in Gemara language, they're both called Lashon Hara.
It's two different actions.
Yeah, you well by Moitzi Shemra, you're over on Moitzi Lech Rachel. I don't know all the lav in the Chavetz Chaim, which one I have to check and see. But in Gemara language, it calls both of them Lashon Hara. Gemara includes lots of things on their Lashon Hara. Right, the Chavetz Chaim, he made it into like, you know, he has a set language. So first, we'll say over the case, the Rambam. What's the case of Moitzi Shemra? Ketzad. Ketzad hoitzas Shemra. How is it, what happened? Hu sheyovel abezdin, a man walks into Bezdin, the Yoimar, and he says, Naira zu ba'alti, he was ba'a on this Isha, v'loy matzasi la besulim, he didn't find besulim, which means, like we know from Ksubis, either he said, Pesach pasuach, matzasi, or no dam. So, I checked into it. I found out that she was takamizana after she was here after the eris, right? Because in those days it was like a year between. So he checked into it and he found out that she taka was really mizana in between. The eluhem edai, and I brought edim shazinsa bifneim. These edim are testifying that she was mizana. Ubezdin shoyim divrei edim. Then Bezdin listens to the edim. The choikrin edusa. And they check into it. Im nimtza hadavar emes, if the edim are the emes that shitaka did do it, niskelos, so she gets skill. V'im hevi ha'av edim, v'im hevi ha'av edim, v'huzmu ha'edim shehevi ha'ba'al. But what if, after that, the father's side slugged them up with hazama, v'nimtza she'idu sheker, and it comes out that it was a lie, then yisoklu, the first pair of Adam gets skila because they wanted to put her to death. The yilkehu, and the husband gets malchus, v'noisin me'asloim, and he has to pay 100 slime. Okay, that's what it says in the parsha with the Rambam's explanation of the story. Yeah, very clear. The Rambam explained it like that. Okay, so now let's remember the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, how many dayanim do you need in order to judge a case of Moitzi Shemra? So the Mishnah says, Shloisha div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you need 3 dayanim. The Chachamim say, Moitzi Shemra be Esther Mushloisha. You need 23. Zakti Gemara like this. In your normal case of Moitzi Shemra, Hakol Moitim need 23. Why? Because it's coming to Nefashas. I mean, it's capital, but either way. If it's true, it's nefashis, and if it's hazama, it's nefashis. So what's the whole Mishnah? How could there be a machlekes about this? The case was that there was a problem with the Edim. The Edim say we did not give her proper hasra. What did they do wrong? Gemara has a few ways. Either what they did wrong was they forgot to tell her which Misa. They didn't tell her it was Skila. They just told her Misa. Another pshat in the Gemara is they didn't say Hasra at all. So Rabbi Meir says, so it's not going to come to Misa anyway, because no one can die here. Neither way. Because if she won't die, then if they get caught, they won't die. So 3 is enough. The Chachamim say, no, if it's good Hasra. Because even though you didn't say which Misa, that's a full Hasra. So it will come to Misa. Okay, or if you didn't give Asura, Chavar Ein Otzarech Asura. Okay, that's the Rabbanan. So that's the piece of Mishnah with the Pshat of the Gemara. So the Shaila in Pshat in the Gemara, so what's going on? So why did Rabbi Meir say you need 3? There is no Moitzi Shemra here. I mean, what do you mean they're arguing? He says 3 and he says 23. But she's not going to get killed. So therefore, he says, you don't need your 23. You only need your 3. For what are you doing the 3 for? So there's a machlekes. Esther al-Baila. Okay, that's not what Rashi or Tosfos say. I'm just trying to remember why. Why wouldn't anyone say La Esther al-Baila? I don't know. Rashi says that Rabbi Meir is saying,
maybe it's before the sugya talks about Lashra.
before the sugya. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. There are all the things, you know, it's a list in the first Mishnah. What needs 3, what needs 23. Loiser al bai labanu. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so but well, how come over? Yes. Oh, you mean she's going to be usher anyways on the baal without any dayoni?
Yeah, exactly.
I hear. Okay. 1 second. Wait a minute. Not so pasha really, because the Gemara says that by a regular isha, if a person just says Pesach Pasuach and that kind of thing, it's still mutter because there's the sveker. You know, first of all, it could have been, but in this, it could have. He has the witnesses. So would that be shavi anafshe if you don't know and you say, I have witnesses? Well, I would think that, like, let's check them out and that's then, like, I don't know. You check out. True, 100%. But I'm saying if you don't have dayanim, right? Let's say a person comes on the street and he says, these Adam just told me that my wife was Mizana, right?
Or two witnesses.
Two witnesses saw that she was Mizana. Would it be Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Disur yet? Or maybe the person is saying, you know, we'll see in Bez Din, if they pass, you know, okay, I didn't say I'm trusting them yet. So then you would still need three people to figure that out.
But
why
don't you just need the 3 to be Mishale? The Baal has to be Mishale in the money if he's wrong.
Oh, so that's one pshat. So we'll get there in a second. So Rashi says, pshat in the whole Moitzi Shemra means he simply didn't want to pay her ksuba anymore. That's all. He came to the Beis Din. The Beis Din said, did you give proper asura? No, we didn't. Okay, so that's the end. We can't do much. But the husband, Rashi says, he says, al kaponim, I don't want to pay her ksuba. Can you accept the Aedis just in order to verify that she was Mizanet? So that's the whole 3. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir is saying that if 2 Aedim want to testify on a man's wife that she was Mizanet and it was not a proper Asura, so there will be no issue of dying at all, so fine, they can come in front of 3 Dayonim and she'll lose the Ksuba. Taisa says, no, that's not the pshat because that's not called Moitzi Shemra. We don't call that case by the name Moitzi Shemra. That's called Hefsid Ksuba. That's not called Moitzi Shemra. Zok Taisis, the pshat is that the man came with these Edim. And the Edim are saying this about her. That she was Mizana without a proper Hasra. And those Edim get Muzam, and those Edim get Huzam for that. The man is called the Moitzi Shemra. The husband is called the Moitzi Shemra. Because he said a lie on his wife, and he said a bad shame on her, that she was Mizana. I don't care dying or not dying. He's a Moitzi Shemra. And for that, you would have 3 Dayanim. To convict him, he's going to have to pay his Meish Golem, he's going to get his Malkus for doing that. Okay? So Taisvis explains that he's saying a Chiddush. He says, because normally you read the Parsha, the case of the Moitzi Shemra is that she's going to get killed. So that's probably Rashi Shita. That in order to be a Moitzi Shemra, it has to include that the husband was going to kill her. But Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't have to be. If there's also killing, there's also killing. But that's not required for Moitzi Shemra. So, Dart, you have a very major machlik is going on here between.
I don't want to be dash in time with the fraud.
Yeah.
But in terms of preventing fraud.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Tam is right. It's the only way. There's no disincentive according to Rashi. If he doesn't have to pay the Meir Shkolim,
you mean then he'll just always do that?
He'll
go and say it without the Hasra.
No, he's not going to get Malkus. He's not getting Malkus. He doesn't have to pay.
According to Rashi, not.
According to Rashi, not.
I don't think so.
It doesn't
get it is, but it's an exception. The Gemara says it's one of the exceptions that everyone agrees that here Lav Shem Meiser gets Malkus.
Good try about that.
Okay. So anyways, this is L'maisa the Machlekes. According to Rashi, a Moitzi Shemra means a person who was trying to get his wife killed. Right? That's a Moitzi Shemra. And then if he gets caught, he's going to get Malkus and Mamon. But if he just said that his wife was mezane, he is not a moitzi shemer. Rabbi Natan argues, no. If he even that's a moitzi shemer also. Okay, so now I had a kasha. I had a beferish gemara in Erechin. L'chayra, I considered it a beferish gemara that says exactly what Rashi holds. The gemara that says in the Mishnah. It's a whole parak of Yesh Dvorim L'hakul L'hachmer. There are things that were Mekel L'machmer. So one of the list is Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra, it says you always pay the same fee, 100 slime. Whether she is the Bas Kohen Gadol, where you really did a lot of Bizayin, still only 100. And whether she's the lowest of the low or some Shifcha, it's always 100 either way. Whether it's cheap or expensive, it's set fee. So that's the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Nimtseis, you see here, that's more chomer, aver that you do with your mouth, than aver that you do with a maise. So Rashi explains Pshat in the Mishnah, because you pay double for saying with your mouth that she was a Shemra, double than Ma'ayinus Mafata, also in this parsha, that you only pay 50. So you see that saying with your mouth is double as bad as doing with a mice. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, who says? Maybe the reason why it's double is not because it's your mouth. It's double because you were going to kill somebody, which is a little worse than Ayinus Mafata. Tichsiv, v'skalua an she'ir bavonim. Okay, that's the kasha of the Gemara. Amarava, no, that's not the reason why you pay the money. Because the pasuk says, v'anshu oiso mea kesef, ki hoitzi shemra, al hoitzos ha-shemra, mishalim. It's not because of the dime. That's a piece of Gemara. So I thought, that this is a Feirish Gemara that's a Raya to Rashi. Because the Gemara is saying that maybe you're paying for killing her. Now, if the din is like Taisvist, that's an impossible question. Because you definitely are paying without killing her. The question of the Gemara is faulty. It's not true that you're not paying for killing her because the din is that you pay whether you're killing her or whether you're not killing her.
What does it mean you're killing her or you're in the posture of something?
You mean maybe it just means like this, since the chumra of the parsha. I hear, maybe that, I hear. Maybe that's
the parsha. The case says was kalua.
You mean, so it just means maybe the Torah was machmer because this could come to killing. Even if it's not mamash. I hear, maybe that's the pasha pshat. That's good. What you're saying, that could be the pshat. That could be the pshat. So I saw, my dear friend Rav David Goldberg thought of my kasha. And he said something, but I thought I like yours better. I'll tell you what he said. He said, no, that is Rash, who would it be? Who's Shver here? Tosis is Shver. Tosis would read that whole piece into the Gemara. That the Gemara started off thinking like Rashi. And the Gemara was saying, maybe the reason you pay the 100 shekel is for killing her like Rashi. And then Rava said, no. Since it says Ki Hoitzi Shemra, so the reason you're paying the 100 shekel is for saying the Shemra even though you're not killing her. So Tais is like, read it all into the Gemara. Well, I don't think that's the right shot because it doesn't seem that Tais has thought it's a piece of Gemara that thought this way and then changed to that way. It seems like Tais just names it on with a pashtus. Maybe your pshat is a pshat. I had another thing to say, though, on this Gemara, but yours is the best. But I'll say the other thing is a good vort anyways. I thought I could answer the kasha with that, but I think yours is better. I had another kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says it's not for killing her. It's not for killing her. Okay. It's ki hoitzi shemer. It's for being moitzi the shemer. I'm going to ask my own kasha. So what are you taking out of over here? That doing something with your mouth is worse than doing a maaseh. Okay, I'll already say the Maharal Miprag. Why? Why is mouth worse than maaseh? So he says, a human being is made up of two halves. Half of him is guf, and half of him is his ruach, his neshama, and all that. If somebody is mekalkal half of himself, then it's not as bad as when he's mekalkel all of himself. So memela, when a person does something wrong b'maisa, it's only his lower chelik, like his chumrius chelik, is not proper. So then you pay 50, which 50, he says, is like a lashon of half, like 50. So then it's only $50, because his chumrius is not controlled. But if the person talks, then he's using his ruach and his goof, so then he's mekalkel himself entirely, so then he has to pay the full. That's his pshat in the Mishnah. Okay. Well, I just, it's not negated if you say that pshat or you say another pshat. I just wanted to say over the mara. So now I have a kasha. I have a different way. Lo'olam emaloch, talking and doing is no difference. So why do you pay 100 here and 50 here? Because what's worse? If you damage her by oinus u'mafate, or you damage her that you're saying on her that she was mizana as an ashes ish. Can't you just say that that's more damaging? So what did the Gemara gain to take it out of? Okay, the Gemara said maybe it's because you're killing her. No, nisht. The pasuk says it's because of the shame ra. The kasha is not Yushev still. Maybe the reason why you pay more is because damaging a person by saying on them that they were in Zana as Eish Asish is like almost like killing them.
Well, except as you said, reverse. One is reversible and one is not. When there's a maisa, so that's a maisa that happened.
It, nothing could be reversed. Okay.
But this, so they'll find that it's not true. So then
But I'm saying, nerds, what I wanted to do is that it will stay true.
Right.
I mean, Baruch Hashem, they caught it, but I was going to keep it that way, and that could destroy her forever.
Can't you say also the difference is between doing maisa, so you accuse somebody, but maisa ends up that she was innocent. Here it's like, you're destroying the reputation of Bnos Yisrael.
Yeah.
That's the whole...
It doesn't say Bnos Yisrael. Okay, just Bnos Yisrael. Okay,
yeah. I mean, this is not what it says.
Yeah.
So you're saying a terrible thing on...
So that's because of the general
people, right? Many, not just.
I mean, why? Person. Maybe only one person's bad. Why are you saying everyone's bad?
Because I
remember. It just says besulas.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It says besulas.
Somewhere else, maybe in the Torah.
Maybe the Gemara would never have made it that hachra. That one is worse than the other.
You mean the Gemara push it holds that that's not worse? See, that's it. The answer to my question.
Wouldn't have said one is worse than the other.
Okay. The Gemara doesn't hold that. That's a good svar. Ulai. But what I wanted to answer something that Shmuel says. He says, the way he says it, it won't be the same way I'm saying it. He applies it a little differently. But he says, what is it saying? Is the einish because you damaged her? Because you said bad on her and you ruined her life? Or is it because you're saying bad on Eid? The Ribbono Shel Olam is very angry at this person because he's saying bad on a Besulas Yisrael. Which one is the pshat? Is it that I'm mazik her, or is it the pshat that I'm saying bad on a Yid? So he ends up saying that it depends which half. Because you give him Malkus, this is what he says. You give him Malkus and you have to pay. So the Gemara says, from here we see, Rabbi Meir says, from here we see that a person can be loika u'mishalim. There's a big shaila. Do we say, ain't loika u'mishalim, you can't give two einshim? Or are you loika u'mishalim, that you could give two einshim? So Rabbi Meir says, from here you learn out that you could be loika u'mishalim. And the Rabbanan say, no, shiny mitzvah shemra shaken knas, it's not all, you can't learn out from here to everywhere else. Fine, okay, so that's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. The kasha is like this. There's a Taisvis in Bava Kama. We know that Einoi Mesu Mishalim. There's a din Kamalei B'drabba Mine. You can't be Mesu Mishalim. But the Gemara talks that if a person killed someone, we should Mechayiv him also Kaifer. We know that if someone's animal kills, the owner of the animal pays Kaifer. So maybe we should make a kal v'chomer that if a person kills someone, he should pay kaifer. So Taisa says, yeah, but you can't pay kaifer because eino meiso mishalim. If I did it with my own hands, then there's misa. If there's misa, eino meiso mishalim. So it should become lebi derabim.
Maybe
there
was kufa kapara kufa mamayna.
Yeah, Taisvis.
So
Taisvis Mamish says, if Kufra is Kapara, if you do, if Kufra is Kapara, then it wouldn't be a problem. Kamli Ben Rama wouldn't be a problem. So the Shaila is, what does Taisvis mean? Why wouldn't it be a problem? So the Maram's Pshat, Maram says, Pshat and Taisvis is, that the whole concept of Kamli Bidraba Mine, that you can't do two, is two things that are simultaneous. If he killed someone and he ripped a shirt, you can't punish twice. That's the idea. But if you have one Aveira, there's no problem saying that the punishment of that Aveira is dying and money. So Memela, Taisa is saying, if Kufra is a Kapar, if Kufra is a Kapar for doing Ritzicha, then the money and the death is for one Aveira. It's all for killing. So there's no problem to have two parts to the einish of killing. That's the aside of the Maram. Famous Maram. If Kaifer is Mamayna, then the death is for the Avla of Ritzicha. And the money is because I damaged the person. It's mamayna. In other words, because he's worth money to his so it's once for the avera and once for the pashit the hezek that the person is they lost the asset. So then it would be two things. Then it's kam labor. But if it's all kapar, if it's kapar, it's all for the avera tzicha, then it's no problem with kam labor.
It's like the
gather
of life in the shalom.
It's like one thing. So, Frek, the Er Sameach on the Maram. So, what's Rabbi Meir talking about? Rabbi Meir says that I see by Moitzi Shemra that you're like a Umishal. You don't see anything. You see, it's the same thing. It's doing an Avera of being Moitzi Shemra. It's doing one thing wrong. And the punishment for the one thing is like Umishal. That's not an issue, that's fine. The whole, according to the Maram, the only issue of Leiko Mishalim or Mesu Mishalim, all these things, is doing two things simultaneously.
Yeah, but maybe that's what Meir is saying.
So then how does Rabbi Meir learn out from there that if a person did two things, it's Leiko Mishalim? Right, Rabbi Meir says, this is a klal, like Lamashal, if he did two things, you learn out from here, Leiko Mishalim. Now, if the Maram's Yisoid is right, that one Avera is Tom, you do both, then he couldn't learn that out. How did Rabbi Meir get from there to there? That's our Samech's Kasha on the Mara. So to answer this Kasha, Reb Shmuel says, you have to say that it's two Averas. There's one Avera, Ben Adam Lamokim, that you're saying bad on Ayid. And he ties that's the Malkus. The Malkus is for the lav of saying Be'er Anayid. And there's money for damage. And his Mar Mokim is, because there's a list of Chavtala Ravos Nezikin in Bava Kama, and on that list is Moiti Shemra. So it looks like it's Pashat Yor Mazik Yid. So Memela, it's not one Aver. One is Avla Ben Anam L'Mokim, and one is that Yor Mazik a person. Memela...
You could
split everything into such a thing.
Every
well,
also the mazik.
So you mean okay? So if you would have, let's say, malchus on the asik to be mazik, I mean, there is no, it's not malchus, but if it would be, so it would be two things in a chanami.
It has to be a hezek with kavana to be an avera. In other words, most of the cases of hezek are pshia or allowing something to happen, not.
So
not going ahead and doing something
actively.
If you do it actively, you're for sure a mazik. You're not going to say you're less mazik.
No, I'm saying on Reb Aaron's kasha, it's different. Maitzei Shemra is where you're going ahead and doing.
You're saying usually you did by mistake or something.
It's a pshia. You allowed something.
Oh, I hear. Okay, that's also true. But anyways, if there would be a case, yeah, in a chanami, it would be the same thing. So that's
every of the case of local mishalim has to be similar to Moshe Shemra in that aspect that you have to do two avers. It's not a klal that you can learn, and everything has to be similar, right? There has to be an aver to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and a hezek.
In order to get into the
principle of local mishalim is saying. It's not so simple anymore.
Yeah, meaning like this. Again, right. If it's for one thing, then it's push it, you do it.
Right.
Then everyone would agree. Even us, we don't agree to Rabbi Meir, we would, that's tam push it. Ki pligi, the whole machlekes, is when one was ben on alamakim and one was ben on alamakim. Right, that's what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. That's what he's trying to answer. Anyways, what I was just trying to get out of this is this. There's two ways to learn what is the Avla by Meitzis Shemra. And he is trying to say that one is Ben Al-Makam, the other is Ben Al-Lachaver. So what I'm trying to say is Mitzad this Gemara, it would look to me that the Gemara was saying that the entire thing was Ben Adam Lamakim, and it's not for the Hezek at all. It's the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara that we start off at the very beginning. And the Gemara said, how do you know that Dibur is worse than Maise? Maybe it's just that this outcome is worse than that outcome. So when Rava answered it, and Rava said, no, it says, Ki hoitzi shemra al besulas Yisrael. What Rava was saying is, you're not getting punished for outcome. You're getting punished because you said Be'er Ani Yid. You're getting punished because you said Be'er Ani Yid. That is worse in the Torah's eyes than the Maisa that the person did. So Rava is excluding any outcome. Rava is saying, don't learn the Aveira, the punishment of the $100 is the outcome. The Aveira is for saying Be'er Ani Besulas Yisrael. So you're really forced to say.
Rava's just saying Ki Moitzi Shemra.
Ki Moitzi Shemra, right.
The Gemara says.
Maybe it's for killing.
It's not for killing.
That's true. That is for sure. That's for sure what the Gemara is saying.
We're not talking about outcomes. In other words,
you could definitely say what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if maybe Rava really was saying more than that.
Okay.
Maybe Rava was really saying that it has nothing to do with any outcome. Meaning, he didn't just mean the outcome of killing. He meant any outcome is excluded from this pasuk. Since it doesn't say another ki hoitzi ole hashem ra, it doesn't say in the Chumash because he did something to her like usually. It says ki hoitzi shemra al besulas Yisrael. It does give it a little bit of a hargosha that the reason he's getting punished is because he's saying something against Ayid. It gives that impression. So Rav is excluding any outcome. Now I really see the riot. You say for saying bad on a Jew, you have to pay $100. For doing something bad to a Jew, you pay $50. So you see, Dibur is worse, and it's not because of what you did to the person. That was what I was wondering if you could say. If that is true, that makes it a little easier, my problem with Rashi. Because we start off with the problem with Tosfos. That how could the Gemara say that the reason, how could the Gemara think that the reason that you pay the money is because you wanted to kill her, but you know for a fact that you have to pay the $100 even if you don't kill her. So my teretz is, that wouldn't make a difference really. If the Gemara would try that, if the Gemara would say, yeah, but you have to pay the $100 if you don't kill her, the Gemara would say, okay, so you don't kill her. My kasha is still there anyways, but maybe you're paying the $100 because you're destroying her. Because you're saying Hashem Ra on her. That wouldn't really answer anything to the Gemara. What you need to answer is, it's not for her. It's not because he did that to her or that to her. The reason you're paying the money is because you did the Aveira of saying Be'er Ani Yid. So Mimela, I'm sort of answering the kasha. True. Okay, if the Gemara, according to Tosis, the Gemara could squeeze out. The Gemara could say, it's not for killing. It's because it's even when you don't kill. But that's not going to really answer anything. Then you'll just fall into the same kasha again. So you say, okay, it's not for killing. But it's for destroying the person because you're saying such a bad thing on them. So maybe it's because of that. So the Gemara says the answer is no, it's not for doing anything to the person. It's for saying bad on a Yisrael, on a Besulas Yisrael. So not, it's for saying of Shemra on a Besulas Yisrael. So that's why even like Taisvis, it makes the kasha a little better that the, you know, that's what I wanted to say. But Lamaisa, your teretz is, I think your teretz is the right teretz. That's really the pshat. Fine. Okay, that's the first thing. Now I want to go on to the second thing by Moitzi Shem. It says in the Rambam that if a person was Moitzi Shemra, so the halacha is if they catch him, then he has to stay married to her forever, is if she wants. Veloisi Aleisha, right? And it's a loisa say, lo yuchal ashacha kol yamav, it's a law, he's never allowed to divorce her. Zok the Rambam, what do you do if the guy was over and he divorced her? So the Rambam says, take her right back again. It's a law, anita glase, right? That's a gemara. It's a law, anita glase. What if the guy who was a kayin? Right? So the Rambam writes, you're stuck. Can't marry her back. So he ends up with malchus. Because he was over on lo yuchal ashacha kol yamav.
If she gets married.
Excuse me?
Or if she gets married.
If she gets married, what?
He can't be
Mekayim. But then you can't give the guy malchus, because it's not his fault that she got married. In words, you mean if you'll kimo, it's tall if you'll kimo, like kimo, a bit, yeah, okay. The Rambam gives a case of the kayin. Okay, if a kayin does that, he's going to get malchus. Now, frekt the nesivus akasha. He says, let's go through the story again. The story starts that the guy walks into Beis Din, right? And he says that ba'alti narazu b'loy matzasi la besulim, and I checked into it and I found these eidim, and then the whole story continues as such. Now, what is the halacha when a person says on a kohen walks into a beis din and he says ba'alti isha zu b'loy matzasi la besulim? Stop there, no eid before any eidim. So that is a gemara in Ksubis. Vavtes. The Gemara says that a kohen who says that, he has to get divorced. Because it's shavya anafshe chaticha disur, right? That's that Gemara. And the Gemara says he doesn't have a svek sveka. Because a kohen is usur even if she was anus. So the only thing could possibly maybe be that it was before she was married. But that's only one suffix. So memela, it's only one suffix. He has to get divorced. If it's a Yisrael, he doesn't. He doesn't have to get divorced because you still have two possible heter. It could be either before marriage or it could be bonus. But if it's a kohen. So now, as soon as the kohen walks into Beis Din, in this story, right, of the Moitzi Shemra, immediately, Beis Din says, listen here, no matter what, you have to get divorced.
The kohen.
Okay. Now, the story, so let's say he didn't get divorced in the meantime. He's waiting. He doesn't have to get divorced in 10 seconds, right? So the whole story unfolds, and then he brings his Adam, and they're going to kill her, and then they get caught, right? And it's Adam Zaymimin, and the whole thing. Now we say, okay, now you have to stay married to her forever. In fact, the Nesivis, but how could he? He was Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disur. He says that he knows that she was Mizanah, because Pesach Pesuach. So how does this work? Thus is the kasha from the Nesivis. How does this work? How could the din be, right, that he's staying married to her? Okay, so now the first things we have to, he says this himself.
On the basis of
Aiden? Oh, that's the shayla. You have, is there shavya and afshay when you're up against Aiden? So, there's a Mishal Malch on this. Mishal Malch says, I had
this. He says if I'm suing, but there's still a suffix. I mean, still.
No, no, not suffix. One suffix.
Client.
It's a suffix. Suffix, right.
So he's not saying she's also to me.
But he's saying maybe. A suffix. So that's right. A Gemara. This is black. The case
right,
the Gemara brings this very case of the Kain who said that. And the Gemara says, since it's a suffix, it's Shavi Anafshe, that it's a suffix, and you have to get divorced.
The Adam are just the other Adam. They cancel each other out. He's not going connected Adam.
Well.
All the second Adam said is the first Adam were false. That's all.
Okay, I'll answer you in a minute, and then you'll see what the Pshat on this is. You'll see in a minute the answer to your question. But first, he says, in order for this kasha to make sense, you have to know, what do you do when it's Shavi Anafshi against Adim, right? The Adim are saying the opposite. Right? Soon we'll see why it's opposite. But so this is a Mishal Malach. Mishal Malach says, I had this Shaila. What do you do? He has it by the case. There's a Mishnah that a man said, I married you. And Adim said, well, in the Mishnah, it didn't say that Adim said the opposite. Just the woman said, I never got married to you in my life. Right, so it's din is shavi nafshe chaticha di sura. He is considered married for his own self. He may not marry all the kravim, and she can do everything because she doesn't have to listen to a word he said. So zok the mishal malach nistapakti. What if two edim come along and say, "No, you did not get married"? So he says shuv ra'isi that this is a beferish a Rashba quoted in the tour in the beginning yerdeya. The case was a shaychit says I did not shech this animal. I killed it. And two Adim say, we were there. You shechted it. Zok the Rashba, and the Sheikh won't give in. Zok the Rashba, the whole world can eat this meat, but the man himself is Shavi Anam Shechatich Disur, he can't eat the meat. So I see from the Rashba that it's us. So the Nesivus brings that Rashba also, and he says, so that's my Shaila. The Rashba says that Shavi Anafshe works even against Adim, so why would he be allowed to stay married to her? Okay, now, there are those who argue, there's a Tosfos Ri HaZaken who says opposite. He says in Kiddushin that it doesn't work against Adim. But the kasha is if you go with the Rashba. So I wanted to give a teretz to the Nesivus' kasha because of a very important kasha that bothered me for a very long time. Something's missing in this entire story. I don't get something. How does the story of Maitzi Shem work? And this is Tom, very good. The guy walks in, right, says, Lo Motzasu Bisulim. I checked into it. I found out that there's these Adim that say that they saw she was a Mizana and the whole thing, right? He brings the Adim. Then they're Mazim the Adim, right? We kill those Adim because they were going to kill, right? And he's got to get Malchus and pay. Rebbeinu Shalalim. What did I do wrong? What are you tying this on me? I said a thing. Loi matzasi bisulim. I went around trying to find out. These guys said they knew. So I brought them. They ended up liars. So what's up to me?
Because if they were false, if they were Adam Zayman, he should have caught that.
How?
In other words,
They say they saw 6 months ago she was Mizan.
Went around looking for Adam.
Right.
In other words, it's like...
These guys fooled Bezdin.
Yeah.
They fooled Bezdin, right? Oh, Bezdin, why didn't you know? Oh, they got through you, so why can't they get through me? Isn't that a good kasha? I thought it's this kasha bothered me for very long.
I was actually bothered with the opposite kasha. After everything said and done, I was thinking, if he's the Rasha here... He gets off a lot lighter than the two Adam he got.
Okay, so he was like, but he's Goyrim, so maybe you can hear that.
They're worse.
Assuming he told them to lie.
He doesn't get it. So anyways, so I looked into it. I found there's two Mahalchim. There's a Chassam Sofer. He says it's got to be that somehow you bring evidence that this guy was meeting with them and got them to lie. Okay, but then you're sticking in a shtickle, which is... Okay.
So you need Adim.
So you need Adim. Yes, he said you need to get Adim that saw that he... Which is a whole Chiddush. All right, he fits it into the sugya a little. But it's not Beferish anyway, this thing. But that's what Chassam said. There's no other way to explain it.
Right.
Shita Mekubetzis talks about it. He starts because he has a diik in Rashi. Rashi, in by the case of Moitzi Shemer, writes kichesh. The Baal was kichesh, and it's very hard to figure out what those words. So, like the Shita Mekubetzis, what it means is that the Baal admits to it. His kichesh means kichesh devor of harishayim. He contradicts. He goes back. He says, "Yeah, it's true. I got them." And that's how Moitzi Shemra works.
And that's not like the Rambam.
I'll tell you, Mamish. The Shita says Avol Ayin Barambam. After he says this for Rashi, the Shita gets this in Ksuba. Says Avol Ayin Barambam V'loy Nimtza Dover Zeh. Mamish, like he says. Then he says Avol Esher. Well, it is Nimtza. Okay, I'll tell you what he says. It seems a little kiddish to me, but this is what he says, because the words in the Rambam were. Right, that's what he starts with. He says it doesn't say anything like this in the Rambam. It doesn't say the Chassam Sefer either in the Rambam. I don't know what it is, but these are words again. I'll tell you what he says. It's v'im hevi ha'av edim v'huzmu ha'edim shehevi ha'bal. Right, they brought edim back and they were mazim v'nimtza shehei idu sheker. So the Shita says those words are extra. Why did the Rambam say they were mazim then? V'nimtza sheidu sheker. Everyone knows if you're mazim, it's nimtza sheidu sheker. So he says that means that they verified that it was sheker by the fact that the guy himself admitted to it. That's what the Rambam meant. It sounds mechudish because the Rambam knows how to talk. He could say it if he meant it. I don't know.
It sounds the other way. Nimtza doesn't sound
like he said so. Yeah. I hear. Okay, so I don't know. I'm just telling you over the sheet that says that. But at least in Rashi, it sounds pretty taka. Rashi does seem to say that. So now I want to mention something very important. I saw in the Sefer Klichemda, you know, he says, I don't chap this shita, how this Rashi works. We have a klal, moyna biknas is pater. So how could it be that they're making me pay my 100 slime on my own admission that I admit? Well, but the Edim part doesn't convict me yet, right? Because that's the whole issue here, right? In other words, if the guy claims innocent, they can't do a thing to the guy, right? Because he says, okay, Nebuch, these guys cheated to me. I didn't know a thing about it. Then he's okay. But if the guy admits to it and he says, I did do it, then he's in trouble. He asks,
The only time he's in trouble is if they're in trouble.
Sure, but not yet, right? Then he's still okay. He's still innocent, the Vaila. Right? In other words, he brings his Edim showing that she was Mazan. Then the father goes against him and Mazan them, right? In the meantime, the Edim are in big trouble. They're going to get killed. The husband is totally a tzaddik if he claims so. He says, Ich gunish gewust, I thought that they were MS Edim. Then, but if he gives in and he says, no, I was involved and I did it, give him malchus and make him pay.
It's totally in his
oida. Right. So he says, how does the sheet to work? L'chayra, he says that he has a kash also on the malchus. You can't give a guy malchus on his own word either.
Right.
So that's his kash. That's a l'chayra shtaker kash. So I wanted to answer it according to a very important marsha.
Now that we're saying this, what do we need the Edim Zomim for? Why can't we just have an Edim Sheker and be a Motzi Shemra?
Well, how would you ever know that they're Sheker, though? You find out somehow.
You find out that they're Sheker.
Well, you know, Tosis in Sanhedrin says that's good enough, Taka. Tosis says that if you find out they're Edim Sheker another way, it's still Motzi Shemra too. I don't know if people argue or not. Tosis does say that.
Well, the Rambam.
Didn't mention it. Yeah, he didn't mention it. He only said Zayman.
Right. Why do you say
it? The Kiddush of saying the Zayman is to say that the Edim get killed.
That's no Kiddush. That's obvious.
That's a regular Din of Azoma. That's a regular Kasha Azoma.
Okay, but what is the Din? The Rambam doesn't mention it. I mean, he doesn't say that. Who are Din if we find...
It doesn't add to Moshe Shema.
If you put in the word ocean...
That is not a Mishnah. That's Rambam's own. As far as I know, I think, unless it's Sefta, maybe, I don't know. So I don't know. I hear it's a good question. I don't know who argues with Tosis, if someone does or not. I don't know.
But we're saying the Motzi Shemra, the act of Motzi Shemra, is that he's saying Pesach Pasuach Matzasi.
Yeah,
that
well,
is that is it. Not that he colluded with the
yeah, yeah, agent. That it does that I understand that if let's say he just says it and he doesn't
he lied about it.
He doesn't he's not yet. I don't think so.
No,
I'm saying he has to say I lied about the whole thing. I lied about Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. And I did it. I went all the way as far as getting to Adim.
Where do you see that?
Because that's what it says in the Chumash, that he did that. And that's
okay,
what the Rambam also said. That's part of the abla of what the guy did. It's much worse what you, if you do that, right? It's much worse getting Adim to say it.
Well,
it's way worse. Otherwise, it's a word against her word. So she says,
okay,
baloney, he's lying.
Shema. That is a Motzi Shema.
Okay, but it really, the truth is, Motzi Shema is only if you do much worse.
Yeah,
you need
package.
To do that. You need
package.
To go ahead and say, and make a whole lie and bring Aiden. That's part of it. That's part of being Motzi the Shema. Because it's a real Motzi Shema. You're getting a anus on her that she did that. That's
I mean, it's a chiddush to say that all of a sudden you tell me that Motzi Shema is that he has to go and get the Eidim. If he didn't do such a thing, even though he lied about the Pesach Pasuach, and they happened to find two Eidim, then he's not a Motzi Shema.
Right.
He's going to say it's a Shema.
That's right. I think that's Pashup Shat. That's what it looks like in the Gemara. I mean, look at Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that he's only a Motzi Shema if he was Soicher, the Eidim, for money.
Okay.
So... You
so
see
we,
that.
So
okay, we don't hold you need to be seicher, but
so
very possibly
so
you need.
So what is he if he doesn't get Aiden? He's nothing.
He's a bad guy. He's over on the lava of lashon hara. He's a real mighty shemra. He was loy seilich rachel ba'mecha. I mean, he did a terrible thing, but he just paid $100 and he doesn't have to get the malchus. That's all. So, anyways, what I'm trying to get is like this. So now, if you go with the Mahalach of Rashi, that the way. Oh, I forgot to answer the question. The question is, what? So how do you get killed, whipped on your own word, and pay money on your own word? So there's a very important Marsha. The Marsha says in Bava Kamma that he is from the sugyas that if let's say my shor was running after your shor, right? And now we see there was no aid in when it actually happened. And it could have either been that the shore did it, or maybe it tripped, or maybe my shore just tripped on a rock. So if I claim that it tripped on a rock, I don't have to pay. In other words, if the mazik claims, who says my shore did it? It tripped on a rock. But if he admits that he knows that it was really the shore, then he pays chatzi nezik, you know, by Tom. So in fact, Tom is knas, maybe knas is putter, right? And then he has a few other cases similarly, like there's a case if the baby got gored also, or the baby was stillborn before it got gored. And the guy admits, yes, so the Marsha says a klal. Yes, the same type of question. It's might have been knas. Well, by mood, it's not knas.
The
extra is, I'm saying when you pay Arba Chamisha. If you do it there,
you
should also
be. Oh, by Arba, that's by Gneb, by Shechita. Yeah, in the case of... So anyways, the klal is like this. The klal, Zokta Marsha, is if Adam saw the main thing and you're just made to, like, clarify, then you could be Mishal Knas on your own word.
Wow.
That's what he says. So in other words, Adam saw that Reuven's thing was Negech Shimon's thing. They don't know if the baby was born before or not. Then, if your mitzvah that was born, that it got was it got gored, that's not called mitzvah b'knas. That's what he says. So what's pshat in the Marsha?
I'll find out.
Okay.
I think there's a gemara mafurish against that.
Against that?
Okay. Not far from that gemara.
Okay. Okay, fine. But the Marsha says, so what's the pshat in that? What does the Marsha mean? So the way I understand the Marsha is like this. When the reason that he would have been believed is because of the din hoydos bal din kmei edim dummy, then it doesn't work by knas or to give malchus. But if the pshat is that bezdin feels circumstantial, that it seems from here that it really happened that way, and it's not because of the special parsha of moida b'knas of hoydos bal din of kuzeh, then it doesn't make a difference who you are. You could be the guy, because it's not because of your din haida. It's because, oh, if everyone's saying like that, then obviously that's what happened. So like the pshat is, if you see a shor gored another shor, so it looks probably, and there you see the horns in the thing, right? And so it makes a lot of sense that the baby was dead because of that. It could be, maybe not, it was born, stillborn before. So then, if nobody says that, and everybody's admitting that that's what happened, it doesn't need to be, even if there wouldn't be a parsha called Haidas Baldin Kmeyadin Dami. Bezdin would assume it, because it's a umdina, that if everyone is saying that way, and it looks that way, that it really was that way. So that kind of Haidah can work even for knas, can work for anything. I have a whole bunch of cases like that in different gemaras, like that same kind of rule. So I think that's the pshat in the shita. It looks, if the guy says, I found the edim, right, and all this, and then the edim are muslim, it looks very bad already. It looks like probably he got them. You can't prove it. If the guy claims that he didn't, you can't do anything. But if the guy agrees he did it, it's not pshat that it's al toidos bal din kmei edim dami. It's because, okay, so then it's taka azay. That's why I think the pshat is. Anyways, based on this, I want to give a teretz to the Nesivus's kasha. Because that Mishlmach brings that Rajba, you know, that like we said, that the Rajba says that your word of Shavi Nafsha is even against Eidim. So he says, I found, though, a Truma Sedeshin, which seems to argue. Because the Truma Sedeshin has a case that a guy says, I married her. And Eidim said, you didn't marry her. And then, after the Eidim said, you didn't marry her, the guy says, you're right, I never really married her. So like the Truma Sedeshin, okay, mutter. So he says, L'choyro, that Truma Sedeshin is against the Rashba. Because the Rashba says, Ashabi Anafshe is even against Eidim. Zok the Mishloch. But after I was Mizbain and I saw it's not true. Because if you look in the story in the Rashba, the guy said, I didn't shecht it. The Eidim says, yes, you did. The Ha'adam Oymin B'diburay. And the guy won't give in. So Zok the Rashba, then it's usher for you. And everybody says, Mutter, because you're Shavi Anafshe. But if he gave in, then once the Eidim say like that, and you give in to the Eidim, they could eat mutter. So Memela, the Truma Sedeshin is not a steer to the Rashba, he says. Yeah? Because the Truma Sedeshin, he gave in. Is Oibazoi, if every single Moitzi Shemra always has to give in, so Memela, you always have, in other words, normally you wouldn't know that. You could say the guy's screaming, no, it's true, right? The Zoyimim are lying. But according to the shita, every case the guy gives in. So Ibezai, it's always mutter. So that's why the kayin is allowed to stay married. So it's Miyush of the Kasha. That's a terence. Okay. Okay. So that was what I was trying to say, because the way, why do you give him Malkus and kill him? And make him pay. Who says he lied? Who says that he lied at all? The teretz is the Shita Mekubet says. Says that if you admitted yourself that you lied, yeah. And that's considered klore evidence. So Memela, you are against the evidence at the end of the day. That's okay.
There's a lot in there.
Two. Yeah. Okay. Not fast.